Alexi just moved into a new place.
Oh yeah.
And ironically, she loves The Sims, and what she loves to do in The Sims is like make the walls all fireplaces to kill it, to cook all her sins to death. And now that's actually happening to her in her new place.
So you get to experience what you've been putting your computer people through all this time.
Everything's come full circle.
Yeah. How do you like that's what the developers of The Sims are saying to you right now.
I'm getting my justice.
We had Tim from
Alaska, which is a Sims dessert.
There he is.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Great. How are you?
We're doing okay. We're just talking about The Sims.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Monday.
Is it that time of the week already?
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Monday morning Sims talk. That's probably a podcast, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it should There's be. No way it isn't.
Oh, my God. If it isn't, I'm going to make it.
Yeah, Alexi's wheels are turning. Nice to meet you, Tim. I'm Kevy. This is Alexi. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Yeah. I apologize in advance because I'm right beside the trains. They're right outside my window, and they're loud. So
they're fighting each other?
Yeah.
they like to smash into each other. Like that's a thing in the middle of the night that happens.
Yeah. So,
but it's kind of all day. So just
Alexi just moved there because she hates sleeping. So she moved where she can be awoken by trains hitting each other all the time. I used to live across the street. I used to live bookended by a fire department on one side, a very active one, and the hockey arena on the other side. So it was great because if there was
fire, nice
fire tree, exactly. There wasn't fire trucks. There was like Canucks fans being like, woo! All night.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Loved it. Yeah.
They love walking in and out of there.
Yeah. It was great. And I remember Madonna played there and I could hear the kick drum in my living room.
Oh my God.
Louder than my laptop. I was like, we should move.
Who was Madonna playing against? Was it the Canucks?
Madonna versus the Canucks. Madonna won. That's a joke for you Toronto guys. I don't know anything about hockey. I don't know if that meant anything. Also, it was funny, there was like hockey riots right after I moved, and I moved across the bridge, and I was watching on the news my old apartment get looted. And I was like,
no way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. My God.
That's the end of that story.
it all worked out.
You know, you two are the improv people. A little podcast here. Welcome. Welcome, Humps. Thank you.
Coming.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us. Welcome. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. So what's improv like during the pandemic? Is it a lot of laggy Zoom shows?
Yeah. We don't do improv as a rule. We're a sketch group. A lot of sketch groups, they'll do like improv to sketch for the writing and stuff like that. But our group is mostly stand-ups. Three of the four of us do stand-up. I think I'm the lowly improviser in the group.
Okay.
And improv in Winnipeg is just a non-existent at this point.
Yeah.
Still with like online sketch shows, we started like as soon as the pandemic happened, we had just come back from Toronto for the Sketch Fest. Okay. And we were just about to tours and we were like, all gung-ho to do shows. So we jumped on to doing Zoom shows every Saturday night. And I'm kind of happy that we did that because I think we figured out the rhythm of being able to hold conversations and not talk over each other too much.
Well, everyone was still getting used to it, so it wasn't so bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then we kicked our podcast back up in the summertime. And yeah.
Okay.
Figured it out. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
I watched one Zoom show recently, and it was the great Vancouver comedian Erica Sigurdsson's show.
Mm.
And the thing you're supposed to do is mute yourself if you're in the audience, mute yourself until you laugh and then unmute yourself so the performers can hear you laugh.
Yeah.
but I was drinking and I forgot to mute myself and I sneezed loudly into my computer. She had to address it. I completely ruined it. So I text her after and apologized. So we all learned something. I still feel guilty about it.
Yeah. I've done a couple Zoom shows where all of a sudden some aunt is like yelling at their nephew.
They deserve it.
Yeah. It's a weird window into like people's lives, I guess, when you're like having this show and it's like these two worlds that don't belong together at all.
Some audience members, it's like a show for them. Like they'll set up their cameras. There was this one couple that started
fucking during the show.
Started fucking.
So hot.
So hot. No.
that has to have happened somewhere though.
Yeah. Sure. Well, it's in Graham Clark's Instagram show now, I think, when he performed in Winnipeg at our home little comedy club, Wee Johnny's, somebody was feeling up their lady friend's like full hand up the shirt.
Really?
For like half of the,
No way.
Somebody grabbed a picture of it.
Graham Clark's material is very sexy.
Oh yeah,
almost too sexy.
It's an aphrodisiac. Graham Clark is the oyster.
Yeah,
he's the oyster of the comedy community.
A couple people have passed out during Graham shows because they're so horny.
Too much blood to the head.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Blood, I mean, right to the
cereal is so sexual too. I mean, we got hot dog pizza.
Yeah,
got the Planet of the Apes bit.
Planet of the Apes.
Yeah,
just starts.
Yeah,
yeah, I know.
You get him at the right time of year, he'll rip on Christmas carols for a while.
God,
phone book? Who knows?
Yeah. Oh, if he brings out the phone book, everyone's coming. Mop buckets.
I can't wait to explain this episode to him.
Are we recording?
Yeah. Well, I guess I could just send it to him. I don't know. You know who, speaking of like recent guests we've had, whose material is oddly sexual, is Chris Gordon.
Oh, really?
It is.
It's like 80% boner jokes. And then
he's got a big sexy energy, doesn't he?
Very sexy. Have you ever smelled his hair? It's amazing.
I have not.
No. Give him a hug when you're alive. You won't regret it. Yeah.
Who knows if we'll ever be able to hug again?
I know. First person I'm going for when we're allowed. It was funny. I did this little show with Simon King and Chris Griffin the other week, and they were talking about how strong Chris Gordon is. Like not like funny,
physically.
Like they were like, he's really like an athlete. And I was like, and he smells good. And they're like, I know. He's really.
He shouldn't be allowed to be funny as well. It's all those attributes.
Not fair, is it?
No.
Not like Alexi's Sims karma. There's no karma. It's just.
Yeah.
There's no fairness in that world.
Yeah.
It's messed up. It's real messed up.
Did you know one of the most popular VR games out there right now is this game where you literally go into work at an office?
Really? What's it called?
I don't know, office job or something like that.
Office job.
Like literally the game is you get up, you make coffee, you make some toast, you get in some transit. You get to your office and then you have some paperwork to do and then you go home at 5. Like,
oh yeah.
Go home at 5, fight with your wife, feed the dog, your kids ignore you. Then you have to, like, sleeping part you have to play.
Yeah.
Oh man. That sounds really stupid and I do want to try it.
Yeah. It's the most popular game by a long shot. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. There's these fun VR games where there's this one where you're like fighting off these bad guys or whatever, but time only moves forward if you move. So it's sort of puzzle solving at the same time as, you know, kind of high energy shoot 'em up style game.
Yeah.
So somebody's like shooting a bullet at you and you can do like a Matrix kind of thing where you just move slowly enough so that it goes past you. Like those crazy ass games, but no, like the most popular one is going to an office job.
I like the idea of when you're like, you do a Matrix kind of thing. Immediately I pictured like aging well and then marrying a woman your own age.
Yeah.
Yeah. Proud of you. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you guys ever heard of a farming simulator?
Farming simulator? Yeah, I've heard of farming simulator, yeah.
Like Farmville?
No. It's called like Farming Simulator where you just farm.
Yeah.
But it's first person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ride the tractors and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Cool. I showed Alexi the Friday the 13th game and I've never seen someone so captivated in their life.
I was frightened. I was really frightened.
I haven't played that.
If you're a camp counselor in it, you just have to survive for 20 minutes and it's so scary.
Oh shit.
It's so mean-spirited the way it works. Like if he catches you, it's all online too.
Yeah.
So if he catches you, like remember Alexi grabbed me and just put my head in the doorway and just sort of slammed
it. Oh my God. Yeah.
It's really great. But Alexi was like glued to the TV. I've never seen someone so captivated in my life.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Kevin asked if I wanted to play and I was like, no.
Scary.
Fuck no.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
Now that we've talked about how sexy Graham Clark is, video games, hockey, I don't know about. Do you two have any paranormal experiences?
Paranormal experiences? No, yeah. I don't. No, I'm like such a non-believer.
Right.
Like, it would have to be a ghost shows up, shakes my hand, presents their bank statements. Like they'd have
three pieces of government ID.
Yeah, exactly. Two pieces of photo ID and a third just to verify the address.
I love that. What made you such a non-believer?
I don't know. I have no idea why.
By the way, I'm with you. I don't either.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Rory has a very healthy skepticism that's like cranked to 11. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I really, like, I almost like want to be haunted just so I can also believe. It seems fun.
Yeah, I know. It does.
Right.
It does. It almost seems like it would be a relief to be like convinced that there were ghosts. Because as much, I don't know, I can't speak for you, but for me, being like an avowed non-believer is still, there's still that sliver that's like, well, I don't know. I don't know for sure that there's no ghosts. I'm like pretty strongly convinced, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if we just both got like haunted to death.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Like,
what's episode? The karma episode.
Yeah,
the karma episode already. Sometimes, because I'm also a skeptic, sometimes I worry that, like, if I think about it too much, I'll, like, manifest it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because a lot of people think that, like, ghosts are just, like people's, like, own manifested energy, like, coming out. And I'm like, what if I think about it too much and then I make a ghost appear and then I get murdered by a ghost? And then it's my own fault.
Yeah, totally. So couldn't you then manifest a ghost to like defend you from other ghosts?
There you go.
Or like manifest a ghost to like do your dry cleaning or I don't know. I would love to be able to manifest a ghost to just like, you know, like scratch my back in that one spot I can't see.
Or, just enslave a ghost.
Just...
That is what happened.
Yeah.
I also think we're all assuming the ghosts are violent and angry. Maybe they're lonely.
Yeah, that's true. They could remember that movie, The Frighteners? Like most of them just wanted to hang out.
Jake Busey, man. Gary Busey's son.
Yeah.
He was one of the ghosts. His career isn't going so well, so he was lonely.
Yeah, exactly.
You know that that movie was supposed to be a Tales from the Crypt movie. And
I remember hearing that. Yeah.
The second Tales from the Crypt movie did so badly, they were like, never mind. This From Dusk Till Dawn, it was also supposed to be a Tales from the Crypt movie.
From Dusk Till Dawn was? Really?
Yeah. Shit. But it's weird because the second Tales from the Crypt movie is called Bordello of Blood, and it's also a vampire stripper place.
So You
can't really do two of those in a row in your chronology, I don't think.
Yeah, yeah, back to back. Oh, we've got so much more to say about these vampire strippers. I just rewatched Planet Terror the other night. It just popped up on Netflix, and I was like, do you want to watch Planet Terror? My girlfriend's like, yeah, absolutely. I want to watch Planet Terror. That's like exactly the movie for tonight. It's so good. Yeah. I don't know how you guys feel. I like it more than Death Proof. I think it's better than Death Proof.
Oh, interesting. It's funny. Tarantino did this thing in LA. My girlfriend went at the Arclight, which actually just closed. Very sad. It's really cool.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Where Tarantino brought all the film prints from his own collection of his movies. And so my girlfriend's favorite is Death Proof. So we went and we got there a little bit late. So we sat in the very front row and it was full. And my girl likes to film on Insta stories the title, when the title comes up at movies we go to.
Yeah. So
she pulled out her phone to do that, had it going for like 2 seconds, and the girl behind her was like, you gotta be kidding me. You're not gonna do that the whole movie. And started picking lost on my girlfriend. Meanwhile, had her shoeless, sockless feet up on the bar. Right.
No way.
And then so my girlfriend was like, "What? Okay, I'll put my phone away. Why don't you put your disgusting feet away?"
Yes.
And me and that girl's boyfriend looked at each other like,
Yeah.
Do we fist fight now? I don't know. So then I was like kind of uncomfortable the whole movie, but it was funny because you could hear someone like laughing before every joke started all the way through the movie, like right before the thing happened. And then at the end, it was Tarantino. He walked back. And I met him and my girlfriend pulled out her phone and filmed it. So thank God she had it there.
He was probably there for the feet.
Very true. He's doing it right. He has no social media, and that is cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gotta love that.
Yeah. Just blissfully unaware of what's happening. What were you gonna say?
Oh, totally.
I was just gonna say, I'm going back to the ghost stuff. I grew up religious, or in a religious family, or whatnot. So we got told all the time the Holy Ghost is real. So I have no problem like believing in ghosts. I've never had an interaction, but like I get excited if I'm in the woods and it's dark or whatever. I'm
yeah.
Like, fuck yeah, let's go, ghost. Let's go.
Oh my God.
Get me. You know, like I'm running out of like a creepy basement. I'm like, yeah, come on.
Oh yeah, you want it.
I want it. Yeah, I'm very, very open to it. But I've, you know, I have no no history of ghost violence or anything like that. I did have
violence.
I had a friend across the street growing up as kids, and I'm pretty sure this is one of those stories that everyone has, like a friend of a friend has this story of they were convinced their house was haunted, woke up in the middle of the night, could hear a little kid crying.
Oh.
And then they had some of those porcelain dolls in the basement, which I mean, you should not have those anywhere.
Burn them all.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Only
he's asking
only
in for it.
Yeah, only in direct sunlight. Like no, like at dusk, a shade comes down, locks. Like no way in the dark.
Yeah. And then so they heard the crying, they heard weeping. They turned the light on in this room, and there were tears coming down the porcelain doll's face.
No.
I mean, that's, you know, have you guys heard that, a version of that story before?
Yeah, like all the doll stories.
Doll
like,
stuff, yeah, yeah.
And like Annabelle and all that. And
yeah,
like
yeah.
Having
yeah,
like
yeah,
a...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've got to ask though, so...
doll that they keep in that warehouse, like in glass because they're scared of it.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. Did you, are you talking about the movie? Cause there's like, that's actually real too. Like that's
yeah, talking about the real thing, but my girl's obsessed with Ghost Adventures and there's a whole episode about it. And it's really hard to watch things like that with me. Cause I'm like, come on all the way.
Yeah.
It's like how Bill Burr has a joke about how he likes to watch his wife watch Oprah and just annoy her. Like,
yes.
Unfortunately with Ghost Adventures. Sorry, what were you going to say, Lexi?
I was going to say there's a similar like doll situation, like haunted doll in Quesnel in BC.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. Really?
There's like an Annabelle-esque type doll that's like haunted. Nice. And
What does that doll do? What's its deal?
I think it's kind of the same thing. It seems like there's like a certain, like there are certain like things Twitter that happen troll. With like a
It's an egg.
Yeah, it's an egg.
I wish. Just imagine the little photo. Is just
yeah. Face.
I mean, I'm talking a lot of shit right now, but if there actually was a ghost and I saw it, I would just die. Like, I remember when I was like 11. My mom and I were going somewhere and I fell asleep in the passenger seat and I woke up and there was a car driving next to us with no driver. And I was like, what it was is that it was being towed.
Oh,
but I didn't comprehend what I just saw and I got scared. So
would it have been more or less scary if it was a dog in the driver's seat?
Well, that's the height of comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Tim, funny. I have a question for you. Since I didn't grow up religious, I've always wondered, what the hell is the Holy Ghost? What is that? I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's the Holy Ghost is God, like according to, you know, the Holy Ghost isn't anything other than just the idea of God. Like it's just I guess another way of saying it, because they a lot of times they'll break it into like a trinity and the right. Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So the Father being God, the Son being Jesus, and the Holy Ghost being, I guess, like the Spirit of God.
Oh, okay.
God again, God twice.
God again.
Yeah.
God twice.
Just for good measure, like I'm still here.
I have to ask too, if we're like on the train of the religious family, my mom was raised Catholic and I remember growing up trying to like will a ghost into existence with the Ouija board.
Oh yeah.
Got my hands on one of them. And my mom was raised Catholic. And when she found out that I had one, she's like, that has to leave. That has to be out of the house. Yes. We can't have that here.
Yeah. My parents would have freaked out if they found out that I Ouija'd ever, which is ridiculous. Like Ryan,
what are you
Nash,
doing in the bathroom?
Jerking off.
Ghost, how do I jerk off?
Goodbye.
Ryan Ash, who's a brilliant comedian from Winnipeg, from Edmonton, and then he was in Winnipeg for like 10 years. He's back in Edmonton now, but he has this great stand-up bit about Ouija boards and about how like Mattel has this access to the spirit world, you know? And like you're conjuring a ghost and you're like you're just asking it if this like girl in grade 6 has a crush on you, and then this ghost appears and he's like, I died in a boating accident. I could answer any boat related questions you have. All but one, really.
Oh, man. Like
they still have a limit to their knowledge base. I died before the telephone was invented. I can't be of much help.
He has that voice. Quivering ghost voice. No, the movie Ghost, Patrick Swayze should have used that voice. It would have made it more real.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
The like TikTok effect.
Whoa! Well, he's having sex with me more. He's like, whoa!
He's got chains on for no, like, he had nothing to do with it.
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah. The ghost of Pottery Pass. would you have sex with a ghost if it was like, hey, do you want to have sex with me?
I don't think they ask. I don't think they ask for permission. Isn't that like there's like legends in different like I don't know communities where they say that if you have like sleep paralysis, that's like a ghost having sex with you.
That's the Caribbean thing. That's what Sterling Scott said because he said it all the time, and his mom's like, "Oh, it's just a ghost molesting you." The only way to stop that is to come home before midnight and clean your room.
So I don't think they ask permission.
Yeah,
but if they did,
like if Jake Busey showed up and was like, you wanna?
He'd ask.
Yeah,
maybe. I mean, just to say that you did it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what ghost wouldn't ask? Ghost dad.
No, he would not.
That was a hot Bill Cosby reference, Alexia.
He comes up a lot on this podcast.
Yeah, I bring him up a lot. I'm not allowed to do my impression anymore. It wasn't good, but I like doing it. It's weird. One time, me and my friend Steve Bays, he's a musician, we just got really into going, Theo! And then one time at the beginning of Twitter, we tweeted Theo to Bill Cosby, and he responded. And he said something that I still don't get, which was, this must be, what did he say? This can't be reality because that's a character and I'm a real person or something. And then we liked it and retweeted it. And we're like, no, I don't know. And then he goes,
weird.
Karma.
Yeah.
Be rude to me on Twitter, will you?
Now you're gonna get held accountable for your sexual assault.
Yeah, Hannibal Buress is gonna take you to task in a bit, and people are finally gonna pay attention to it.
Yeah, that was a wonderful turn of events there.
Yeah,
yeah, because like Tina Fey and Amy Poehler made jokes about him about that. And the knowledge of that on SNL in like 2010 or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a clip of it on YouTube.
Wow.
Yeah.
Trailblazers.
Mm-hmm.
It is weird though, because he had material about it.
Bill Cosby did?
Yeah, about Spanish Fly. And
oh yeah, that's right.
People and stuff like in the 60s, I think. Different times. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Let's talk about ghosts again. That was
sure.
Do the two of you? Did you ever get into a fight with anyone? A fist fight?
Yeah. I've got a long history of fist fights. Rory's got some fist fights in his days. I got punched. Anyways, I got punched last year.
Oh no!
Yeah, at a comedy show.
It was Rory, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I try to do some improv.
Yeah. Take the lines as they're written.
No, but there was somebody who was just fucked up. I think they were definitely drunk, and there may have been mushrooms involved, which is weird because I haven't really known people to go violent on mushrooms, but. Yeah. This dude was, I don't know, maybe like late 30s, early 40s. He seemed to be fairly muscular, although he's wearing like a bulky sweater and he had but he had a gym bag with him and he's all by himself. And he came to the comedy show and he was just an absolute nightmare because he had a couple drinks. He wasn't like slamming them back. So it wasn't like we weren't cutting him off or that concerned, but he must have came in a little toasted. He was heckling throughout the show a whole bunch. After the show, I had like a bad day to begin with. I think I was building something and I slammed my thumb with a hammer earlier that day. And just a couple other, you know, one of those days where it's just a few things go wrong and you just at your wit's end. Mm-hmm. So I got into it with him about, you know, how heckling is actually not good for the show. Especially if I can't hear what the fuck you're saying and it's absolute like garbage mouth. And then we left it at that. And then he was like settling up at the bar and he wanted to pay with a bunch of change. He didn't look homeless, you know, he didn't look like, you know, but yeah. And then he got into a fight with the bartender who, her name is Danielle. We love her. She's like, absolutely, a rock in the comedy community here in Winnipeg. And so got mad at that. And then I started getting into it with him again. And then, I scooped up the change. I put it in his hand. I told him to put it in his pocket and get out. And then he kind of looked down and then he like looked up and punched me in the face, knocked me down on my ass. And there were a couple other comedians who like grabbed him immediately. And, he punched me and I fell back into like the wall. And then, he got tackled down by a couple comedians. And then there was this awkward time where the punch had happened. He was on the ground. I think I kicked him in like the thigh or something like that. I just didn't know. I was like,
it's your move.
Yeah, yeah. It's my move. My thigh kicker. And then there was just like this awkward pause. We weren't sure what to do. And then, Big Dave LaPere, who's this sweet guy who just started getting into comedy the last couple of years, he's got the guy like arm lock on the ground, and the Dave's looking at me, and I'm looking at this guy, and then I look around at Danielle, and we weren't sure exactly what to do, and then Dave was like, "I don't feel safe." I was like, "Oh shit, Dave, yeah, okay." And yeah. I spoke directly to the guy. I was like, "If we let you go, you're going to get out of here and you're not going to cause any more problems." We let him go. We chased him out or whatever. And then that was that. But
wow.
Jeez. Crazy. I'm
so sorry you got hit at your place of creation as well.
Yeah. The place where we do our art.
Yeah. There was a comedy club in Vancouver called Comedy Mix that I loved.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a legendary door guy who I never got to, it was like before my time, but he was really tall, big, thick guy of few words, but everyone was intimidated by him. And apparently a guy in the front was drunk and heckling a whole show and no one could get him to stop. And that guy went over, the door guy went over, this is told to me, and whispered in his ear. And then the guy's face just went blank and he didn't say anything else at all.
Wow.
And everyone was like, "What did you say to him?" And he's like, "I bit his ear."
Oh. Wow.
That's the move.
Yeah.
That's the move.
Whispered something and then bit his ear really hard.
Yeah.
So that is scary.
Yeah. That's such a power move. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
It is. I think the next time I get into a disagreement with someone, I'm going to bite their ear.
Yeah.
That seems like the only option at this point.
Especially in traffic.
I hate to keep bringing up Ryan Ash, but he's got another story because he was a host at the comedy club in town here forever. And he was getting into it with somebody in the crowd. Ryan never backed down from somebody trying to intimidate him because he could usually talk them into the ground. But this guy wasn't having it. He got up from his chair. He got onto the stage at the comedy club. And the way the rumors is laid out, you have a stage, a small stage in the middle of a long rectangular room against a wall. So you're flanked on either side with a crowd, right?
Yeah.
So this guy gets on stage and he starts like walking up to Ryan. Ryan's kind of got his back against the wall. And this guy's much bigger than Ryan. And Ryan just pulls a fucking Three Stooges, pokes him in the eye with his fingers. The guy stumbled back, fell off the stage, and the comedy club manager was able to wrestle him out of the club.
No way.
This move?
Yeah, this move. Like two fingers in the eye, like whoop, 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 whoop.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's funny.
The focus and the calmness in that situation. Like, I'm impressed when people pull off an arm bar, let alone
a boink.
Yeah. And it worked. Holy.
It worked. Yeah. I find it impressive when like adults are able to actually have punches that connect. Like, I feel like if you see most actual people fighting, it's the sloppiest
dumbest looking thing. Like no one knows what they're doing. Both they're just so flailing their arms. Yeah. Everyone's scared. So emotional. Either crying or on the verge of tears.
Lots of hair being pulled.
Yeah.
You know, I think are like, you know, consistently the worst looking fighters for some reason, and they're athletes, so this is weird. NBA players are the worst at throwing punches. I don't understand. Maybe they're too gangly or something.
Yeah.
I've never had to fight that way because they're tall. I don't know what it is. They're all terrible at fist fighting.
They it always just looks like they're reaching over everyone else and nothing is connecting.
Yeah. Nobody connects. The only one who was good at it was Meta World Peace, ironically. And he was really, his signature move was to punch people in the crowd. So good. It's good to pick fights with people you know you can win against. I'm not going to fight any athletes. Forget that.
This guy eating nachos doesn't seem like he has his shit together at all.
At 5'3", father of four.
I grew up in a, I think Rory and I both spent our childhoods in small prairie towns growing up, lots of dust ups, lots of fights. There was almost a cinematic moment. I remember in high school where our rival town was Warren, Manitoba, and we were from Stonewall, and everyone was getting in their cars and we're driving to Warren. And we're going to have a big parking lot brawl at the hockey arena. And it went down and it was ridiculous.
Actually happened.
Yeah, it was just fists. Luckily, no knives or nothing like that. Just a big old brawl. Mostly hockey guys, honestly. But
yeah.
It's like the movie Dune 2, The Enforcer.
Yeah.
I understand if no one knows what I'm talking about.
Filmed in Manitoba.
I love the Goon movies. I think it's the one time Canadians get represented as badasses in movies, I feel like. Right.
All right. Can I help you with that?
What about you, Rory? Any fist fights in your past?
Not as an adult like Tim, only as like a kid. I had such a temper when I was younger, like would just like fly off the handle almost immediately. Get so mad at other kids and just want to like fight them. And then, like I was saying, is seeing adults, but like even as a kid, just like so emotional and just like crying and fighting. But like, I can't like try to remember what I was so mad about. I have no idea. Like, I don't even know what I was like losing my temper over.
Rory, you're a tall guy.
I am. So I think that's led to like, as an adult, I never find myself in situations where anyone's like, yeah, let's go, let's fight. Cause I'm just like much taller than they are. Yeah. So it doesn't come up.
Let's play basketball.
Yeah.
You brought up such a funny point I never thought about is that fighting is so emotional. Crying during fighting
is
a pretty common thing for kids.
Totally. Like, honestly, like all the fights I was in as a kid, there's no way any one of them I wasn't crying. Like, definitely I was. And I wasn't... I couldn't tell you what I was mad about or upset about, but I was definitely full tears. Like,
like the punch is just sliding off your face.
Flipping around.
You still commit to the fight because you don't want to seem like a coward, even though you are crying. This friend of mine told me this story about how in Vancouver, we have a thing called the SkyTrain, and it's like our version of the subway, but it's above ground mostly. But my friend Phil told me about how when it first was built and available to people, he took ecstasy and went on it. And a guy picked a fight with him, and he was like, what, why? And he started punching him while he was on ecstasy. And
oh my God.
He was like, stop it, don't. He's like laughing and trying to...
At least drop the bass.
He's like trying to resolve it while getting socked in the face over and over
again. Oh my God.
The bar in our small town was similar to like the Roadhouse bar, you know?
Oh yeah.
It was called The Rock, and it was like just kind of a bit of a rough and tumble spot. A lot of people trying to prove their manliness or whatever, but lots of crying fights on the Fridays and Saturdays. every Friday, every Saturday, there was always at least one fight. And I think sometimes dudes would come out from the city to the small town and just to pick a fight, you know, if that's what they were into. That's where they could find it. And it was endless entertainment. No one got seriously hurt. Otherwise, it probably would have turned pretty bad. But but I remember like one night, because I think I was there every Friday, Saturday from 17 to like I got my shit together and moved to the city, you know? And there was this one fight out in the parking lot, and these guys were going at it. And then this guy who was with one of the city guys in the fight, he turns to me and he's like, "I do MMA. Like, cool. He's like, "If I got you on the ground, you'd be done. I ground and pound you, buddy." I was like, "Okay." He's like, "You want to fight?" "No, I don't want to fight."
"Do you want to fight?"
"Ground and pound."
Yeah. Are we still talking about fighting?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It sounds oddly sexual.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm down to get grounded. That's fun too, but I think
that bar for like that sounds like our Granville Street, which is like just like the whole strip. Yeah, I don't know if you've been there, but
our first time doing shows in Vancouver, we stayed on Granville. What was the name of that hotel, Rory?
Oh,
it was
like
six of us packed into this little hotel room. It was quite a fun trip. But it was right on Granville. Like it was right.
Oh my God. Right,
one of the bridges meets Granville. Like,
Yeah. That's a good place to just walk around just on Friday or Saturday night.
Shatter glass, puke. Yeah.
You look like me. It's bad. Guys in tight t-shirts. Trying to punch me till I cry. I'll do it.
I'll be crying before the fight starts.
So emotional.
That's the thing. I don't think I've ever been asked if I want to fight like that. Like it's too many tears involved to be like taking the pleasantries of like, "Would you care to fight?"
What?
You have commitment issues. You're like, "This is too official." Let's naturally see what happens.
You're like biting your cheek or blowing like peppermint in your eye to get the tears
to get crying.
What if I just bite your ear instead?
Great callback, Alexi.
Only if you ground and pound me.
All right, Rory and Tim, thanks for coming on, man.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Really appreciate it. It was so funny. That was really funny.
Super fun.
Anything to plug, Hunks?
We've got an album just came out beginning of April called Mouth Beef. You can get it hunkscomedy.bandcamp.com. We recorded it live before the pandemic, so it sounds like 100 people in a basement. It's also funny, but it's kind of nostalgic as well.
There's no ghost in that on that album, are there?
I can't guarantee. You'd have to listen to it to find out.
I hear if you listen to it backwards.
Yeah.
Someone threatens to ground and pound you. All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks, nice you guys. Yeah, it was fun.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.